This is Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Catherine Loper.
And I'm Jason Smith. Back in the early 1950s, the Red Cross was encouraging U.S. citizens to give blood.
Recently, the American Red Cross was called on for immediate and dramatic expansion of its part in the National Blood Program. At the same time, there has been no let-up in the need for blood for use overseas and for the thousands of wounded men in our military hospitals who are still fighting for a chance to live.
Our producer Mark Lavonier sat down with Jerry Ball, a blood donor, to talk about his pension for giving.
How many times have you donated, Jerry?
268.
Wow.
I started when I was a teenager, so.
So how old were you when you started?
I'm going to say 17, 18 when I started.
And you're how old now?
I'm 60. Be 61 next week.
That's a lot. Yeah. Where do you typically give blood locally?
Well, they used to have the Red Cross downtown here, but a few years ago it moved out to Liverpool on Route 57. So, but there's blood drives all over the local area. You know, you can just look up and find one closer to you.
Would you wait for that call, or would you seek it out yourself over this time?
You can donate whole blood every 56 days, so I just sign up for every 56 days.
So what first motivated you? Was there a story to get you to donate in the first place?
Well, we were at Mass one day, walking out with my parents, and during Mass they had mentioned there was a blood drive at the church that day. So I asked if I could go over, and they said fine. And when I grew up, that was back in the 70s, so there was a war going on, as there is now. And, they talked about all the people with accidents, cancers, blood disorders that needed blood. So I figured, well, that's something I could do. Went in the first time, and the people at Red Cross back then and through today are wonderful. You know, they're very greeting. They're very much appreciative of you coming in, and it just seemed like something to do, and kind of just made it a habit for all these years.
Has it been more of a habitual thing, or have you ever heard from someone who has received blood themselves?
Well, it's funny. The woman who just walked me to the door here said she tried to donate blood and couldn't, but she had received blood. So the thing that I like, when I started, they used to ask you, had you just taken aspirin in the last few days? Because if it wasn't, a lot of times it was going to the infants that were born. And shortly after I started donating, my father had a heart attack. And eventually he had a heart bypass and actually a heart transplant. And all those procedures, you know, he needed blood. And it wasn't just my dad, it was everybody. Every day there's a need for blood. So
it sounds like you are just sort of getting reminders all the time in terms of how important it is to give.
Yeah, they say that your blood, when you donate whole blood, can help 3 to 4 people. So a few years ago I was honored by the Red Cross. They called me one of the real heroes. And I looked around the room, you know, with almost 1,000 people, and that's about how many people my blood might have helped over the years. So it's a constant reminder. I mean, there was the accidents on the thruway the other day. Like I say, the cancers. My wife died of cancer, and all the cancer patients. And it's just the right thing to do for me. So
I know from the outsider's perspective, someone goes and gives blood, and then when you're finished, they'll give you cookies or something to raise your blood sugar up. You know, I've had surgeries before. I've had medical procedures, and this might be sort of an odd question, but I'm wondering, when you're not giving blood, you know that it's important. You feel a sense of elation over it, but what's that feeling when they've capped it off and they're finished and your body is sort of in that strange state of, you know, the low blood sugar? You know, what goes through your mind then?
You don't feel anything different. You don't feel lightheaded or dizzy or anything. You feel exactly the same as when you sat down, except that you've got a little Band-Aid on your arm, and, you just go over and have a cup of coffee or juice or something, and you're fine. So, yeah, you really don't feel different. I mean, you just feel proud that, well, I was able to give another one today, so.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, so that blew my perception out of the water.
Oh, yeah, no, you don't. It's not like you're woozy or weak or anything like that. You know, you feel exactly the same.
What would you, aside from what we've talked about, tell others who haven't given blood or don't give as often as they could?
Well, if you've never given blood, you really should try. When you get there, there's material to read. They'll greet you. They'll walk you through it. They'll answer all your questions. Then you meet with one of the nurses. You know, they do the make sure your blood pressure is okay that day, your iron's okay. You know, and then you walk out and they ask you which arm, which doesn't matter really. You know, if you're lefty, maybe you want to use your right arm or something like that. It's not a big deal the day you go. And if you've never given blood, I would say, please try at least once. If we had a whole lot more one-time donors, that would be great. But once you've done it, just realize, you know, that you're helping somebody. It might be a family member, might be somebody you never know. I just got a text. My last donation actually was used here in Syracuse, but sometimes it'll go down to Binghamton or up to Watertown, and wherever they need it, they send the blood, and there's some person there that you might have, you know, saved their life. But not only that person, but their family, their friends, their coworkers. All of a sudden, Betty's back at work, you know, and that's a good thing.
You said you got a text that it got sent to, you know where it went.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how it is now? I mean, do you actually know when and where your blood is being used?
Well, you don't know the person.
Right.
You know, you don't know the date that they used it or, who, you know, exactly who they gave it to. But the last few years, you know, I would get a text, and like I said, it would tell me that the blood supply in Syracuse was fine. There was a need in Binghamton, and so we sent it down there. So your type was needed, and we had it. And, you know, and I've donated. I started donating down in Rockland County, and Pearl River was my first donation, but I was in the Army, and so I've donated in Texas and California, and since I moved here to Syracuse back in 83, so.
Well, Jerry, thanks a lot for your service, and mm-hmm. thanks a lot for your volunteerism and this really important thing that continues to help humanity. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Oh, you bet. My pleasure.
That was producer Mark Lavone. You're speaking with Jerry Ball. Jerry's given blood over 200 times and, as you heard, has plans to continue his commitment. Special thanks to the folks at the American Red Cross for putting us in touch with Jerry for this interview. We gave them a very broad subject area and they were able to pinpoint the perfect guest.
And there are details about how to donate blood and where to do so at redcross.org. Maybe you'll even run into Jerry.
If you are an adult, call your local Red Cross chapter right away. Get an appointment to make a donation of your blood for the National Blood Program, which aims to supply the total blood needs of the country. Join the thousands of Americans who are rolling up their sleeves. Take pride in having helped save a life.